26 minutes past eight, and we're going to talk rats now. If you're squeamish about rats, then my apologies, but maybe we can get you maybe to change your mind. Who knows? It is the year of the rat in the Chinese New Year, as you know. And a report that I read earlier on in the week says there are now 20 million more rats in the country than there are human beings. So when was the last time you saw a rat? I guess if you live out in the countryside or you live on a farm, you probably see rats every day of your life. But in the cities, in the towns, how often do you see a rat? Well, with us now is Colin Arundel, who's the president of the Yorkshire Rat Society, and he's brought a couple of rats with him. One's called Jack. What's the other one called, Colin?
Red-eyed one is Peter.
We've got Peter and we've got Jack. And I let me just describe for the listeners. They're both white rats. Oh, okay.
Siamese.
Right, they're both Siamese rats, but basically they're of a white colour. Very fluffy. One's got black eyes, one's got white eyes. And they're very big, actually. They're some of the biggest rats I've ever seen. Are they normal size?
These are about a year old, so they'll get about a third bigger.
Okay. We could talk for quite a while, I would think, Colin, about rats. And obviously you're the president of the Yorkshire Rat Society, so...
it's the Yorkshire Rat Club.
All right, the Yorkshire Rat Club. So you're an enthusiast. I'll give you one minute to talk on your own, okay, and then we'll ask you another question, but I'll give you 60 seconds starting now. Tell people why they should love rats.
Well, there's not many animals that are really sociable that people can keep. Hamsters, they're not sociable, they bite and so on. Man, rats and dogs are sociable animals. So I would always say choose a rat as an ideal pet for a rat for a child, but make sure it's come from a good line of breeding. We breed for character. The colour is lower down the list of priorities. First, it's got to have a great character, as you've just seen before the show, that these boys, they're still intelligent, but they're docile and gentle. Totally unlike the wild rat. And we encourage good care and promotion of rats. Because to us, they are a treasure.
Right. Obviously, a lot of people will say they're vermin, they're disgusting, they carry disease. All right.
Well, I would say, imagine a UFO comes over a large city and looks down. What does it see? It sees two animals. Because that's all we are.
Mm-hmm.
Sees one set of animals spoiling food and throwing more away as waste than they actually use. And the rat comes into the city to try to desperately clean up after these human animals.
Yes, as a way of looking at it, I suppose.
Yes.
Now, Sarah Wakefield, Dr. Sarah is here, and Katie's in as well. Now, these are Jack and Peter.
Hello,
the rats.
Jack and Peter.
Would you feel happy about holding one?
Yes, I've got really cold hands, though. Does that matter?
Right, OK, Connie, if you can get them. What about you, Katie? You're looking quite trepidatious.
I'm not keen.
This is Jack that was with Hugo Speer, the...
Jack's been on telly.
The Full Monty man.
All right, okay. Yes.
Jack's not going to be scared of me.
He was photographed with a famous actor.
He's a celebrity rat. It's the tail that a lot of people don't like, isn't it?
Jack's
the tail
lovely.
Is an essential thing.
Unlike
us, a rat can't sweat.
Right.
Or pant like dogs.
Yeah.
So its tail is the sole means of getting rid of surplus heat or picking up heat when it needs heat.
All right. Katie, would you be prepared to hold Peter?
All right, then.
OK, can we have the other rat out, Colin?
Can
we have Peter out?
Certainly.
I think they're lovely. I have to say, in the past, I have kept rats. Fancy rats, they call them, don't they? Or you
know, fancy rats.
Yes.
But this still means the pets as well.
All right. There we are. What do you think, Katie? They're quite fluffy and they're very intelligent.
Actually, he's not too bad, and he smells that sort of comforting sawdusty smell.
You're doing very well there.
Yes.
You're doing very well.
Strangely, the small mouse has a very strong smell, whereas the rat does not.
Right, OK. Look, Colin, we are short of time here, so I do appreciate you. Thank you for coming in. But what I'm going to ask is then, So if people think, all right, well, maybe I'll give them a second go, maybe, like you say, you encourage them as pets, how do they make sure they get the right rat for the right person? Where do you start off?
They join the Yorkshire Rat Club.
OK, it's as simple as that, is it? And how do they do that?
We've got a website,
all right.
yorkshireratclub.com.
There we are, yorkshireratclub.com. Well done, girls. Jules has got...
Jack escaped from me there.
I wonder what happened to Peter, but Jules has got him in his hand.
Peter's here, yes.
There we are. Oh, all right. So,
thank you.
Have you changed your mind about rats then, Katie?
Well, they're getting better.
Will Katie's children be getting rats?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Thank you very much indeed for coming in. Nice to talk to you today. There's Colin Arundel, the president of the Yorkshire Rat Club.
Jonathan Cowan.
If you could bring back one sweet from...